We are not smart enough, folks, as we speak to you in Boston, Washington, and New York, and San Francisco. Good early morning on the West Coast, 960 the Bay Area. And all of you on Sirius XM about the why. But the real why are the people that made the vaccine, the essential workers, people that were there when the Dow was 20,000 or 22,000, that were getting it done. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. Shira Stein joins us, Bloomberg Law healthcare reporter, on the state of the CDC and the state of this pandemic. Shira, the joy of seeing the Alaska news of vaccines open to those 17 years, 16 years and older. Is the CDC behind? Are they on plan? Are they catching up?
I mean, it really depends what you're talking about. I mean, when it comes to vaccine, the Biden administration is on schedule to hit its goal of 100 million vaccinations within 100 days. It's great news that we've seen Alaska and more states are opening up to people who are high risk. Everyone's really just looking forward to summer when it's looking like hopefully most people will be vaccinated.
All right, sure. So the CDC recently came out with some guidelines about how vaccinated people can and should behave, who should they interact with. And, you know, one of the areas that got hit hardest and most immediate were the airlines. And so now the CDC is saying, okay, you got your vaccine, you're fully vaccinated, but maybe you should think about really hard about getting on a plane. That surprised me a little bit. Give us a sense of kind of what they're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised too, honestly, when I read the guidance. So keep in mind, this is only for people who have either received both shots of their Moderna and Pfizer and have waited 2 weeks, or have received their Johnson & Johnson shot and have waited 2 weeks. So you have to be fully vaccinated for this guidance to apply. But basically, they said, nothing's changing. If you want to travel, please don't travel. And that doesn't make a ton of sense. Yeah. They talked to scientists and they said, you know, the evidence is still early on whether or not vaccinated people can transmit the virus to other people. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to say, no, you can't travel, or sure, please don't travel. Yeah.
Sure. One final question. We've got to run to the markets, but I think this is important. I believe, and, you know, good morning, Texas. The governor of Texas said, let's go. Yesterday or the day before, Austin, which is a small burb in Texas, said no. And then there's the CDC in Atlanta. Can Atlanta tell Texas what to do? Can Atlanta tell any governor what to do, or any village or town or city?
No, I mean, this is not a mandate. This is guidance. This is a recommendation. But it's important to know that the difference between vaccinated people taking slightly more risky situations and a state opening up saying, oh, anybody can do whatever they want, that's very different. And honestly, it's probably going to lead to more people dying, more variants getting spread, and more people getting sick and getting in the hospital.
Interesting. Shira, thank you so much. Too short a visit. Shira Stein with Bloomberg Law Healthcare, of course, on the constructive story of this pandemic.